Friday.
What do you say?
I'm saying it's just a couple of hours or so, and we're out free, running the streets, drinking heavily, and falling down, going, where am I, man?
Just before that, we do our old request fest.
That's right, 2 hours of party music.
That sort of gets us going.
And it's up to you. What do you want to hear? It's got to be loud, and it doesn't really have to fit the usual playlist.
4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about, you had someone's name tattooed on you.
Is this the Kevin one?
Yep.
Is this inspired by someone having Kevin spray painted across their head?
On their forehead.
Forever, yes. And ever?
Mm-hmm. We have tickets for you to go to Disneyland this holiday
season.
That's
right. That's happening on Mondays and Fridays, so sometime between 4 and 5, a chance for you to go.
And we have tickets to see the Kings Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday night.
I think we should do that sometime soon.
All right, we'll do that this hour.
All righty.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I'm so happy for those guys, the Fighters Foo. But Here We Are album's been received with so much love, and just about 7 hours ago, Foo Fighters tweeted that they are in the running for Best Rock Song. For that one right there, yeah, Rescued.
All right.
And crazy enough, they're in the drawing with Queens of the Stone Age and the Rolling Stones.
You're talking about the Grammys?
Yeah. I mean, for Best Rock Song, the Rolling Stones
That's
are right
there. That's crazy
right
that they're in the category.
With Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So good luck to them.
Good luck to
them.
Sometime
next year, 2024 Grammys. Oh, hey, what?
They ought to know.
Bling.
Hiker brings snake home to show kids. Ends up in hospital.
You know, when you're hiking, we used to go hiking in the desert, you and I, separately as kids, right? I was really good at avoiding snakes. Rarely did I bring one home to show Ma.
This guy, apparently, he's from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He was out walking, and he came across a snake that he identified as a harmless diamond python.
Diamond. So it's got a diamond back.
So, but this, that's not...
No, but they are ones, yeah.
It bit him while he was trying to get it. So
come here, harmless snake.
Take it home to show to his kids. Unfortunately, it was a poisonous broad-headed snake, which looks very much like the other one. So his hands swole up.
Yep.
And he started vomiting.
Oh, man.
He vomited for 3 hours straight.
Wow.
Linda
Blair? I don't know. He's digging out everything.
You know you got bit by a snake. You didn't think it was harmless. But, okay, now you've been throwing up for,
three hours.
An hour and a half or two.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to go to the hospital.
Hey, there's a French fry from 5 years ago.
That's craziness.
Wow.
So a nurse from the hospital phoned the family and said, tell me exactly what kind of snake that is. And they did, and they were able to treat the guy.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, they do have to know exactly what it is, you know, to be able to give you the right serum.
Yeah, which I never knew.
But, you know, again, as I was 8, I'd be running around in the desert, my dog out in front of me, she warded off 2 rattlers.
Nice.
One sitting on a rock, just kind of staring at me, and the other one on the front porch of our house out in the desert.
Wow.
I didn't go running up to them. I had been bitten, I would have made sure I got dealt with it right away.
You would think. But Australia's a different place.
Oh,
they
man.
Also took the man. They said, show us where you found this snake.
Right.
After he was better.
Mm-hmm.
And he led them to the point where they found the snake, and they put the snake back.
There you go. There'll be some other idiot coming along soon to take you home tomorrow.
I mean, honestly, I sort of respect it.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't the snake's fault.
True.
This guy was trying to pick the snake up back to his house
and
show his kids.
No, you're right. And I think you have the right attitude. But I lean towards what my dad used to do. He was really good at taking a shovel and chopping their heads off. Just
nice.
Wham! And they were just like, bloop, there goes a head. I kind of lean that way myself. I don't know.
Do you ever eat snake?
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought it was terrible. It tasted like chicken. No, it just sort of was rubbery.
Yes. Hard
I think
chew.
If it was made right, it might be okay.
Yeah.
I think you can make almost anything.
I don't think I want to live in Australia.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
I'm going to pass on that as well. No, thanks.
I'm going to bring you a snake tomorrow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 4 tickets for you to go see the LA Kings take on the Philadelphia Flyers. It's this Saturday at crypto.com.
Yeah, so if you can actually for sure go tomorrow and you want to take 3 friends along with you, what do they got to do, Kevin?
You can call right now. Be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. We're going to play some hockey slang, and if you know it, you will win and go. Good luck. Should we wait?
Is the caller there? Well, he wants to breathe. Oh.
All right, we have four tickets to the LA Kings taking on the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. KLOS, who's this?
Henry.
Henry?
Henry, you're caller 25.
Oh, man, I hope I don't scribble the slang.
We have hockey slang for you, and it's relatively easy if you know hockey. What does it mean when they say on the fly? On the fly.
On the right side open?
No, sir.
Damn it!
Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Henry's been knocked out. Who's up next? Who's this?
This is Raider Dan.
Raider Dan. How about some hockey?
Oh, my goodness. I called you last week, and I got through, and you gave me the craziest question. I've been watching hockey for 40 years, and you asked me, what is lettuce?
And now you have a chance to redeem yourself if you can answer his question or go home with your tail between your legs.
This is so much easier, I can't begin to tell you. Are you ready?
Oh, I am ready, please.
What does it mean when they say on the fly?
Oh, my God. On the fly.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. On the fly.
40 years, huh? Never brag.
The ice?
What?
What?
Hauling ass up the ice? A breakaway?
No, sir.
Oh, Raider Dan. Oh,
sorry, Raider.
God. Oh, my God. I got to go back to football, I guess. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, you ready for some hockey slang?
I sure am.
What does it mean when the announcers say on the fly?
That means that they changed while the play was still going.
Correct. Nicely done. While the play is going, this is one of the unique things about hockey. Players jump off of the ice and other players come on in the middle of the play.
On the fly.
On the fly.
Ah.
Yes.
Easy to do.
Yeah, there you go. Well, dude, tomorrow night, you know where you're going.
You got four tickets to the LA Kings and the Philadelphia Flyers. It's tomorrow at crypto.com. Everybody else can get their tickets now at lakings.com/tickets.
Sweet.
It is one of the silliest professions in the history of mankind, DJ.
Yeah.
You write that on your legal forms and bank statement.
No, I put personality.
Personality! Hey, the talent is here.
All right, listen, we've heard a lot about AI. Mm-hmm. AI. Everywhere you look.
It was totally SAG-AFTRA's sticking point, basically, until the strike was ended yesterday.
Have you ever used AI?
I haven't played with it yet, no.
Okay,
have
me
you?
Either.
No? Yeah.
So we have our IT expert on, Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
We call him that to keep his identity secret.
Because he helps keep organizations and companies safe from all the wackos and AIs out there.
What's going on, Jen?
Well, here's the question. It's all anyone's talking about, and I'm not using it in any way. Should I be? Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be with us no matter what. And if you think about it, we've been using some form of AI for years now with Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant.
Okay.
They're considered like a weak AI. There's two types, weak AI, where it uses data to learn our habits and kind of grow from there. And then you have your strong AI, which is like your ChatGPTs of the world that can be a little bit more intelligent than a human and have a conscience, believe it or not. So it's going to be here no matter what. No matter what product you use is likely going to have AI behind it. So I think as long as you use something that's reputable, like ChatGPT from OpenAI, it's going to be okay.
What exactly would one do with ChatGPT?
It depends. So with ChatGPT, you can ask it to pretty much do anything, write you a paper, for school, put together an email. You can now do voice chats back and forth with ChatGPT now. So you launch a website or whatever and you want to chat with somebody, you just plug in ChatGPT into it and the person that's talking to the website or through the website will get a voice response back from ChatGPT. It's a new feature that's coming out.
So that way you don't have to employ human beings. You can just have it answer the questions that are coming in about your website or whatever.
Yep, exactly. Now, the thing to know with ChatGPT, though, it's a free model. It's based off data from 2021 and before.
Mm.
So unless you pay, I think it's like $20 a month to get like premium access, that will give you the up-to-date data. But if you're trying to use it from 2021, I mean, there could be stuff that other people use, like, for instance, if they write a school paper and whatnot, somebody else could have actually, you know, typed it up through ChatGPT. So,
are we falling behind by not using it yet?
Yes. I would say so. And just because it's going to be the new thing, it's like AOL back in like 93, 94, when it started coming out on the market, people started using it all the time. And if you got left behind, well, AI is here. It's not going anywhere. It's going to get stronger, if not better. For the most part, we're probably using it, you know, for making appointments or looking up songs that we want to listen to through like a beat by itself, through like a Shazam or something like that. So we're using it already. We just don't know.
So yeah, but saying Shazam, because I use Shazam all the time. I use Alexa all the time. I'm always asking Alexa, rather, questions, you know, on a regular basis. Like, why am I so dumb? What is that horrible smell?
Do you find me hot?
Do you find me hot? But yeah, so...
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we are using it. We didn't even realize it.
Yeah, definitely. But there are some things to consider when you're using the AI. For one, AI doesn't really care about copyright material. So it learns and learns and learns from people that program these models. So it'll spit out whatever it wants to, but most of the stuff that it's learning from is copyrighted material. So if you tell it to write me a paper for college or something like along those lines, it's not going to cite anything. It's not going to decide if it's plagiarism or not.
It's
going to
cheat like the good Lord intended.
Yes, exactly. Make it easier for us. Then also you have to realize that there is some data privacy to it. So when you sign up for using, say, a ChatGPT, you have to sign up with an email address. And mostly everything that you type into ChatGPT to generate will be logged by the company OpenAI. So if you're using it, if you're trying to use it for a crime or something of that nature, police are just a search warrant away from asking OpenAI, give me everything that this person typed up.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's kind of common sense, I suppose. But then again, criminals are dumb. They just don't seem to think of these things ahead of time.
They are. They think that there won't be a trail left behind the ChatGPT because it doesn't look like it, you know?
Right.
But sure enough, it's there.
Anything on the horizon that's coming our way that is exciting with AI that we will probably all be using on a regular basis?
Well, the Alexa is starting to use generative AI, which is going to sound a lot more like a conversation that you and I may have together rather than how Alexa sounds now.
Right.
You'll be able to talk back and forth to Alexa. So that's pretty much on the horizon now. You're going to see a lot of voice embedded AI now. So it's going to be hard to recognize pretty much anybody that you're calling up. Like if you're calling up a company for customer service, you're not going to be able to tell if it's a human or not anymore, just by the way that this ChatGPT is integrated with voice clients now.
Yeah, I mean, are they adding like coughs or, you know, anything where the humans usually, oh, excuse me, oh, I, you know, whatever, those kind of little details that's, you know, make it clear it is a human? Are they adding those yet?
Definitely. And wow. Even if you remember a while back, remember I did that voice of Kevin?
Yes.
And it took a breath, like halfway through the sentence, and I didn't even tell it to you. It just did it on its own.
Wow. That's funky.
But you also have to be aware of the incorrect information that it takes, because AI still has the ability to provide false information if it thinks that it's correct.
Right.
So they suffer from those hallucinations.
Right.
And then additionally, with ChatGPT and AI making the big name for itself in the market right now, you have to kind of be cautious with what apps you're downloading to your phones. OpenAI has a client for iOS and Android phones. However, there's a lot of other ChatGPT sort of apps that you can download that may install malware on your phones or devices.
Great.
If it's asking you to download something for your computer, don't do it because they'll likely have malware on there as well. And pretty much just stick with the most reliable apps. So
right.
Microsoft has backed OpenAI with billions of dollars. And that's their ChatGPT. That's like the most recognized one.
Nice.
Google has Bard, which is starting to come up more, especially through their search engine. So that's something else to keep an eye out on to see what they're doing there. And then there's other companies that are just starting to pop up that are in the Silicon Valley area that are starting to make a name for themselves as well. But OpenAI ChatGPT is the best one to probably use right now.
Nice. All right. Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the, as we call her, the A word, because we don't want to say her name because it, you know, makes her react. But allow me to say, anyone that we've triggered, Alexa, scream loudly. I'm hoping a lot of Alexas just screamed loudly because that would be hilarious. Trixie, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Oh, of course. Anytime, guys.
I look forward to when you're an actual AI and not a human anymore.
How can you prove that you're real?
Yeah, prove that you're real. Trixie, do a little pole dance for us.
Pole dance?
Okay, I thought on the fly meant taking a puck to the crotch. If that's what you get.
Definitely a human.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw this woman that was getting her forehead tattoo.
Oh, it said Kevin.
With her boyfriend's name.
In great big letters.
On her forehead. And it's really from her eyebrows to her hairline.
She has a fairly large forehead. And it actually takes up the entire space. It's massive.
And it says Kevin, because that's her boyfriend. Now, I applaud the effort.
Of course.
Her name is Anna Stanskovsky.
And she's covered in tats anyway. But I'm not sure this is, did it really happen?
Well, they found celebrity tattoo artists mm-hmm. that do the best tattooing.
Right.
And they looked at what was happening and are like, totally false.
Oh, really? But yeah. She is covered in tattoos.
She is.
And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
But she's also an influencer.
Oh, yeah. But can you imagine having someone's name tattooed across your forehead?
No, that's so dumb.
That's insane, because we all know Kevin suck. Oh, I forgot about you. With one exception. No, but I mean, you know, you're really, boy.
I mean, it is one thing to get somebody's name tattooed on you.
Yeah, maybe on your inner thigh, where only they're going to see it.
What just happened?
That's a weird look.
So we want to take calls from you if you've got somebody's name tattooed on your body somewhere.
Yeah, and maybe at this point you're still loving it, or maybe you're starting to think.
And how'd that work out?
Yeah.
Maybe it's still great.
818-955-KLOS. Neither one of us, and it's sort of unusual, have any tattoos.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very unusual these days.
But it also has turned into kind of a thing where you go, oh, don't get somebody's name tattooed. That'll break it apart on its own.
You and I, we were just talking about this the other day on, you know, when you seem sort of hologramish.
Sure.
That if it was the right kind of tattoo, like a monkey doing the tattoo, then we'd probably be on board.
Yeah, of course.
Like if a monkey could take a, you know, tattoo, whatever the hell they use, and just go to
tattoo
town.
Tattoo gun?
Yeah. I would be like probably good with that.
You'd be all right with that?
So I'm not opposed.
But I'm going to let the monkey have you. I'd like to
now
see.
Now I'm giving you a weird look.
I'd like to see monkey 2.0. I don't trust the monkey.
But I would never do someone's name. I just wouldn't.
So somebody's name you had tattooed on your body. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about you had somebody's name tattooed on you. You did that?
My girlfriend had a tattoo with my name Bob on her tailbone. And it was kind of weird, you know, because I would always see my name there all the time.
Right.
It was kind of weird. And then she broke up with me and she had to get that tattoo removed.
Oh,
now, did she did it the laser way? Because that seems to be painful.
I don't know how she removed it, but you know, I knew I wasn't going to stay with her, and I felt kind of bad seeing my name up right there, you know, for the next guy. But
And so you're Bob. I was wondering who Bob was the other day.
I do. Yeah.
So was it a B on either side of her butthole?
That would be the way to do that one.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
You got somebody's name tattooed on you?
I have three names and an initial.
Wow. Who are they all?
Well, on my forearm, I have a affinity sign with all three of my kids' names on it.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
On my ring finger, my husband and I each have each other's initials.
Well, that sounds like something you wouldn't end up regretting, because then you can always put another ring over your finger if you marry someone else.
Exactly.
And you're always going to love the kids. So, okay, that makes sense.
All right. Yeah. We approve.
Yeah. Thanks. What do your kids think about their names tattooed on your body?
Oh, they love it. They think it's my youngest. He's 4. He likes to look at my arm and spell his name.
That's cool. I like that. I would like that.
That'd
be
pretty
cool. Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You got somebody's name tattooed on you?
Yeah. It says Jen on my neck.
Who's Jen? Or who was Jen to you?
She was my girlfriend. It was like 8 years ago, and now she's my wife.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's still working out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, I figured after like being with a lot of Jennifers before, it was about a 40% chance I'd end up with another one anyway. So
smart thinking.
Just put Jen.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You tattooed somebody else's name on your body.
How's it working out for you?
I think by now everybody's seen the tattoo that the influencer got across her forehead that said the name Kevin.
Kevin!
Because he was her boyfriend.
In huge black letters on her entire forehead. That seems like a terrible idea.
I don't think it's real.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, that's good. I hope for her sake.
I hope it is real. But I don't think it is. But we're talking about people getting tattoos of somebody else's name on your body. You have that?
Well, my mother was strictly against me receiving any tattoos. This was almost 25 years ago. And so I came home with a tattoo, and I said, Mom, I got a tattoo. And she started to go ballistic, and I said, hold up before you fly off the handle anymore. Unbuttoned my shirt and showed her that I had tattooed her name over my heart, because she'll always be my heart, because I love her.
And did that fly with her, or was she still...
Well, she looked at me, she said, well, how am I going to get mad at that? And I said, well, that was kind of the point, Mom. That was the point. Yeah, so I went.
And now you're covered in tats, right?
Well, I wouldn't say covered, but I got more than tats.
Of course.
So it's a good way to open the door. Very smart. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Logo.
Yo.
What's going on, guys? Got a tattoo of my wife's name, whose name happens to be the same as my best friend. Completely different people. My wife's name is Angel. My best friend's name is Angel. But I have it to where, if my wife leaves me, I'll put my best friend's last name. If my best friend leaves me, I'll finish it off with my wife's last name. If both leave me, I'm just going to put a biblical verse.
You are going to win, you're going to win, or you're going to win.
Also, you've thought through this quite well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man.
Man, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there. You got somebody's name tattooed on you?
Okay, well, I don't actually have someone's name tattooed on me, because that's bad luck. But
Ox.
I met a girl, and she was super hot, and we went home, and we were fooling around, and then when she took her top off, I saw that she had a tramp stamp on her lower back with my brother's name on it.
Was it actually your brother or
no
another
way.
Name?
No, no. She had Steve tattooed on her lower back, which is my brother's name, so every time, you know...
So it wasn't that Steve, but you're like, nope, I can't be thinking about my brother.
I did not want to think about my brother, so I had to break up with her.
Listen, that's grounds to break up.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't bring your brother into the bedroom. Thank you, man.
That's a very different state of affairs. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Angeline. How are you guys?
We're good, thank you. We're talking about people who have somebody's name tattooed on them.
Well, it's not exactly a name, and it's a friend of mine. So we were in flight attendant training school years ago, and she had the wings with the airline tattooed over her heart, right where she would wear her wings, and then she failed the class.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. That's the greatest thing I've ever
heard.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny, but it's terrible.
I passed. I'm on my way to LAX right now.
Then do you have the same kind of tattoo, or were you like, nah?
No, yeah. I have no tattoo.
Yay. I kind of like that.
A clean slate.
Hey, I just realized the dumbest thing. I can't believe it.
What's that?
You know, you say roulette wheel, right?
Right.
And you play the roulette wheel or whatever? Yeah, you know that roulette basically means wheel?
No, I did not know
so,
that.
So, like, wheel in the sky reminded me that when you say you're playing roulette wheel, you're playing wheel, and that's just...
That's some good information to have.
Treasure it!
This is our All Request Fest.
Nothing but party music for the next 2 hours.
2 hours of requests. What do you want to hear to get your weekend started, right? You can call us at
818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
And for those about to rock.
That is Stereo MC's Connected for Carla in Riverside.
Damn, I haven't heard that in a few centuries.
It's
a great song, yeah. This next one is for Chris. Actually, that last one should be for Chris as well, because he said he's stuck on the 5 freeway, which I just mentioned. He is Chris from Montebello, stuck on the 5, and wanted to hear ELO. Do ya? And some Armored Saint, and we'll hope to get to that sometime soon. But here you go, Chris on KLOS.
Hey, happy Friday!
To you as well. What can we play for you?
How about some Lynyrd Skynyrd, That Smell?
You got it. Who's this?
This is Tony from Riverside.
It is our All Request Fest.
And it's all happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino. You could win $1 million. They're giving one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
We got some more time for your requests. 818-955-KLOS.
Or hit us up on the tweet machine. It's still Twitter, by the way.
At Kevin and Slugger.
I mean, mountains and mountains of bands that got a raw deal and kind of got overlooked. It's endless.
Yeah.
But that's yet another one, and I've always loved those guys, Smithereens. I don't think they got enough love.
Agree.
Deborah in North Hollywood, thank you very much for asking for that one. Smithereens, A Girl Like You in the All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
I would love to hear Green Jelly and the Three Little Pigs.
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a long, long time.
Right? I don't think a lot of people probably haven't.
Yeah. So. Featuring Maynard, which is crazy.
That's it. That's right. A little cameo by Maynard.
All right. Green Jelly, originally known as Green Jello until they were sued by Jello. Like, no, you can't do that. Three Little Pigs.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good evening.
Hey there. Party music, right?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Yeah, how about Just Simple Party by Boston?
Ha-ha!
I like it.
Has the word in the title.
It's exactly what we all need.
You got it. Who are you?
Mark from L.A.
I always referred to that as psychotic Hawaiian music.
I love it.
That is Red Hot Chili Peppers' Taste the Pain. That's for Cindy in Hollywood, who noticed we were playing that one a couple of weeks ago or so. And she's like, ooh, old school. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Cool. Play some more. So happy to do it for you.
It is our All Request Fest. You can get a hold of us at any time by calling 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can get us online as well.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
It is the All Request Fest on KLOS. What do you want to hear?
Yeah, how about She's So Cold by the Stones?
I love everything about that song.
Yeah.
Also got a couple of tweets for that.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Rolling Stones.
It's our All Request Fest, and Carl wants to hear X by Los Angeles.
Wow, Carl, that's or the other way around.
Carl wants to hear Los Angeles by X.
And that is pretty amazing timing, Carl, because this coming Sunday night, Matt Pinfield is going to be talking to John Doe. He's going to be his guest. He's going to be hanging out, playing a couple of X songs, and then they're going to be talking about this movie that they're both in.
Wow.
They're both in an actual drama, scary, noir kind of film. It's called DOA. You can actually watch it right now. It's streaming on Amazon and Apple and Google and all that. But he's going to play a couple of X songs. He's going to talk to John Doe, and they're going to talk about the acting career they've both
had. That sounds cool.
Yeah, so here you go, Carl. That guy right there, George Thorogood, is going to be on the next KLOS live stage.
Love it.
It's so cool. We got this stage that Matt Pinfield will host the show on Friday, December 1st with George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and we want you there. It's going to be at a secret location downtown, basically. And if you want to go, then go to 95.5KLOS.com right now to register for George Thorogood. It's the KLOS Live Stage. It's powered by your tax resolution specialist at TRA.com, the accident attorneys at SweetJames.com, and Premier Coach Auto Collision Group, serving L.A. and Ventura County. And that is a show not to miss. So go right now to 95.5KLOS.com to register.
It's the All Request Fest. What were you saying you wanted to hear?
And I was thinking, if you guys play Pennywise, you'd probably be the first people to ever play it on KLOS.
That's insanely good stuff from Mammoth WVH. That is I'm All Right.
It is our All Request Fest. We got about another 30 minutes. You can call us at 818-955-KLOS. Or if you're still on Twitter, you can get to us at Kevin and Sluggo. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In People Are Dumb, a dad in Australia thought he recognized a snake as being non-poisonous, so he picked it up and took it back to his kids at his house.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
It bit him, no big deal, until he realized that he was wrong about the snake and it was venomous.
And he was vomiting for how long?
3 hours.
That might be an indication.
That's a lot of vomiting. And then went to the hospital.
Oh, I guess I should go to the hospital.
We talked about the girl who made the beautiful choice of putting Kevin tattooed on her forehead.
I'm thinking about doing it, too. I'm thinking about wandering around with your name on my forehead.
And what a great idea that would be.
And it turns out quite a few people have made that error over the years. Not Kevin, necessarily, but other
and
names.
We will see you on Monday with tickets for Disneyland.
That's right. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar, Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
And one last important thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Professional radio.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to experience the holidays at Disney's Resort and enjoy the wonder, joy, and magic of the season.
Do it.
Now through January 7th, we will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 25, you win. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Phil.
Phil!
Phil, you're caller 25.
No way.
You did it!
Oh, my God.
You got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to experience the holidays at Disneyland.
Awesome. Oh, my God, that's so great.
Who are you going to bring?
Well, I got a wife and 2 kids.
Now, there you go. It's perfect.
Yeah. This is, oh, my God. What a great Friday.
The TV show that Stevie Wonder, the Dixie Chicks, Alicia Keys, Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, James Taylor, and more dropped in on debuted on PBS on this day in rock in 1969. Sesame Street. Billy Idol released his Rebel Yell album on this day in rock in 1983. Laryngitis forced Ziggy Stardust, a.k.a. David Bowie, to kill the rest of a show he was in the middle of in Nice, France in 2003.